matter what people say, you got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
You know me, I'm the hottest in the
street. WJMS, this is According to RP.
Turn up the volume, kick back, and get raw with us.
From the latest hip-hop beats, to social issues that cripple the black community, all from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio, powered by Black Ivy Media. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I hope you guys are striving, thriving, and surviving in these corona-infested streets. So today is Valentine's Day, so I'm going to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. I really don't know how Valentine's Day 2021 Corona Apocalypse is going, but hopefully for the lovers out there, you guys are finding a way to celebrate. Now, I had all intentions of, you know, doing the preliminaries today. I had them all mapped out. However, with today's two ladies as my guests, Miss Kentucky Washington and Francoise Neptune, the conversation went into overtime. And of course, I respect everyone's time, not trying to have a 2-hour show. So we're going to save the preliminaries of this week and we're going to push them off for next week so that we can have enough time to showcase the conversation between us ladies today. So this is really a shenanigans episode. We end up talking about a whole bunch of different things. We go on a lot of tangents, but we do talk about Valentine's Day a little bit, and we do talk about what's supposed to be the womp womp of this week. The Gorilla Glue Girl fiasco, Tessica Brown, who, if you guys, are not aware, was the young woman who got herself in a sticky mess when she decided to apply Gorilla Glue to lay her hair down. And I guess it did its job because she couldn't get it out. And she had to go to a Beverly Hills doctor, a black doctor. Dr. Obeng, I believe is his name. And he, with his chemistry background, was able to put something together and actually got the Gorilla Glue out of her hair. So she's Gorilla Glue free right now, but I'm not really sure what the long-term effects are going to be, but we're definitely going to be following this story. But Kentucky and Francoise and I engage into a little conversation with respect to the Gorilla Glue, since it was, you know, the topic of this week and last week, right? So definitely keep it locked for that. And like I said, next week, I promise you will have the preliminaries. So with that being said, we are on to the meat of the show.
Guest, plural, our resident guest here, Kentucky Washington, who you guys have listened a couple times this year already. But we have a new guest, fresh voice to the platform. My sister from another Mr. Francoise Neptune. Francoise, say hello.
Ooh, hello. Look at all that.
If you could tell, she's Haitian.
Like I'm fat. Zona building, la. not Zozo.
Oh, no. Gosh. Wait, I have to do that as one of the Haitian Creole words of the week so people can understand
okay.
What is going on. Although Zo means bones, but if there's other things. But thank you guys for joining me today on this Valentine's Day.
You're welcome.
Of course. We've been trying to do this for a while now because, I mean, those of you who've tuned in, you know, Kentucky's opinionated and hilarious. Francois is just as opinionated and hilarious as well, too. So this should be a very interesting show. So today we're going to talk about Valentine's Day, obviously, because we can't just not talk about it. You know, it's here, right? We're in the midst of it. But I also really wanted to talk about some of the fiascos that's been going on in the news over the last maybe week and a half. The Gorilla Glue fiasco with, I think her name is Tessica Brown.
Yeah.
She's the womp womp of the week for us because apparently she's trying to sue Gorilla Glue, trying to say that in their instructions or whatever warnings, it didn't say you can't use it on hair. But, you know, we'll get into that. But I really wanted to get you guys' opinion because we've been talking about it amongst ourselves. And this has really been like the world has stopped. Like everyone, all classes, all creeds have been like
absolutely
tuned into this Gorilla Glue fiasco.
We thought she was going to die.
I mean even this white hairstylist weighed in on it today. I was reading where some guy, he said he actually uses Gorilla Glue when he's doing white women's hair extensions.
Oh my God.
He says he does it when he knots the string and then he puts a touch of Gorilla Glue on there.
He said
you can't let it touch the scalp. Nor that, but it's something about the way he strings it and knots it. He puts it right there to hold it together. And that way the weave, and because white women have straight hair, so it could easily slide. It keeps from sliding out the hair.
Okay. That makes sense because when I get the faux locks, they put a little crazy glue at the end to kind of like, I guess, keep it together as well with the faux locks.
With acetone, if you've ever gotten your fingers stuck together with crazy glue.
This is true.
Yeah.
Right. But nobody sprayed their whole head.
Yeah. So for those people who, I guess, for whatever reason, have been living under a rock and don't know what we're talking about, she looks young in the face, but I think she's like 40-something years old woman.
She's 40.
40-something-year-old woman. I think her name is Tessica Brown. I can't remember You didn't know she was 40-something?
She's 40 and a teacher.
Yeah.
Which explains a lot about our education system.
Yeah, 40-something and a teacher and a dance coach, too. She's like a dance coach, Dazzling Divas. She coaches dance team. So she's an educator. She's a 40-something-year-old woman who made a video that went viral saying that, you know, she normally uses not Gots to Be Glue, but is it Gots to Be Glue? Yep. So I think Gots to Be Glue spray to like keep her hair down. She had a ponytail thing going on. She had to slick it down real good to get that ponytail in. I don't know where she was trying to go.
I think in I think she already has a hair problem. Like I feel like women that like are always slicking their hair, they're probably covering up something that already exists. That's just a
note. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was trying to do that, you know, that style, that like, you know,
right.
That
Cotton Club slick down. And I guess she ran out of the Gots to Be Glue spray. So she thought, hey, let me use some Gorilla Glue spray. Now, Gorilla Glue is not part of the hair product, like line, right? Like it's not a hair product. You're not going to find it next to Shea Moisture in, you know, the beauty supply store. It's like a hardware store situation, like crazy glue, like hardware store. So she sprayed it in her hair to slick it down. And unfortunately, it worked too well. To the point where she couldn't wash it out. She couldn't shampoo it out. She had to go to the emergency room. They tried acetone. That didn't work. I think it was like maybe at least a week and a half, 2 week fiasco until finally she found this Beverly Hills doctor who happened to be Black.
Bless him.
And he's the one, because of his chemistry background, created some sort of like dissolvent or whatever to really get the glue out of her hair. And her hair was saved. We thought she was going to have to shave and she was going to be bald. But he used like, it was olive oil, aloe vera, small percentage of acetone. Like that was the chemical mix that actually got the glue out of her hair, out of her scalp. Now, I'm still following the story because I don't know when she goes to the dermatologist what they're going to discover in terms of, because I think when she went to the emergency room, the acetone that they put like actually penetrated her scalp and her scalp was burning.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see what the aftermath is going to be. But long story short for me, I'm just like, I don't understand. It's like somebody saying, ooh, I ran out of eyelash glue. Let me get some crazy glue.
I mean, here's the thing. I did hear where she might not be able, like she may have permanent scalp damage and may not be able to grow hair in certain places, which makes a whole lot of sense because, you know, apparently her hair follicles were probably sealed up for some extended period of time. But I guess my thing is like, how do you go from being like, ooh, I ran out of, I don't know, edge control and I'm going to run out to my garage to go and find some sort of chemical that's in my ex-boyfriend's toolkit, you know, that's been sitting out there. Like, I mean, it just made no sense because you're not keeping Gorilla Glue in your, that type of spray. I think they said they use it for tiles, for floors.
Yeah. It's
that's what I'm saying. Construction. Yeah. It's for construction.
You're confident if you read the bottle.
Which means it wasn't her bathroom. Right. Yeah. So that's why I said, it's just as crazy as me. I would have to run outside to another or to another part of the house where someone would keep something like that. That's not in your, under your sink.
It's like saying, you know, I ran out of scalp oil and I'm going to get WD-40.
Which is not going to be in your bathroom either.
So,
where would you keep it in their bathroom?
And so I guess it was sitting there,
maybe so. Maybe she just got a tile done in her bathroom.
No, you know what?
I mean, that's a lot. That makes logical sense. Now that makes sense. She had just got did a bathroom reno.
We're doing a lot here.
It hasn't been. Fran, thank you. That helped me out a lot. Bathroom.
So she was doing. So she happened to be doing her bathroom.
No, she had some. She had somebody do her bathroom. They left the glue there.
Damn spray. Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how do you. I'm just saying, where you had to go somewhere else to get this. It's not in your bathroom.
Where are we going in a global pandemic that needed your hair to be laid like that anyway? To the point where you had to go.
Where are we going? We're going everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like you ran out of spray, so you needed to be extra laid, so you went and sprayed.
Yeah, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Isn't that the real issue, though? Like Shorty was like, because you know I like my hair laid, but everybody don't use this on your hair because this is not for hair. No sugar, honey, iced tea. I don't know. I want to curse because I got nothing to say. But all I can say about it, aside from the fake eyelashes, the gray contacts, that it was like already overwhelming.
It's OD.
She has the most perfect shaped head. I was like, wow, if she really does have to shave that hair off, I'm like, she could really rock something special.
I mean, she could rock something special, yes.
But ladies, to what extent is everyone really going to get this, you know, laid, dyed, and hair done, nails done, everything? I mean, to your own detriment. Like,
yeah.
I got a pedicure today, and then I got, like, an underarm wax. All right, TMI. But, you know, it's all good because it's Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day. You have to be snatched on Valentine's Day, even if it is for yourself.
Don't use the goddamn Gorilla Glue to wax nothing, by the way, PSA.
Okay. We're not endorsing and supporting the use of Gorilla Glue for your body.
No, at all.
Construction only.
And the lady dropped some wax in my hair.
Mercy.
I had my own glue moment, but thank goodness all of it came out. I have not lost anything because, you know.
Are your follicles intact?
Yes, they are, because all it requires is like baby oil to take it out. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise
my laser woman is in Harlem. It's Harlem Laser and Skincare.
Okay, black-owned business.
Black-owned business. Her name is Seven.
Okay, black-owned business. Like Seven, Erykah Badu's daughter?
S-E-V-Y-N, Brown.
Okay.
Harlem Skin and Laser Lady. Shout out to Black Businesses during Black History Month. And let me tell you, if you do it on some real stuff, Black women need to go, FYI ladies, if you're going to do laser hair removal, make sure they're using the machine for Black women. Because let me tell you, when I first tried to go get laser, I had a Groupon and I went over here to these, you know, other folks.
Groupon ruined lives though. Groupon
let me tell you, it almost ruined mine. And I went in there, I said, ma'am, because when I called them, I said, do you have the YAG machine? That was at the time, the YAG was the only machine that did, you know, for Black hair, Black skin and hair. So they have another machine, the same people, I think, or same company or something, but it's still for Black skin. So they told me they had the YAG. I get there and they put something on my skin. I'm like, why is it feel like you're burning my skin? Sure enough, I took a picture of it. I asked about it. They were like, girl, that is the one that Black people were having to sue because they were having second and third degree burns from getting lasers, you know, laser hair removal. So I called Groupon, cursed them out. They refunded me my money. And I told them that place was trash. So that's when I luckily found Seven in Harlem, who's Black, and she had the right freaking machine.
You got Black machine.
Right. Because the thing is that this machine picks up on pigmentation. So it has to be to differentiate between Black hair.
And the Blackito hair.
And your Black and your dark Black, your dark brown skin. But what was happening, the other machines can't differentiate. So they were just ripping off everything off of Black people.
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Right. And so I have a homegirl of mine. She is velvety chocolate. And she got legs of hair removal. And I was like, if you, whoever you went to, that machine is right. Because based on what they were saying, especially at that time, darker skinned women too were definitely having a problem. But this machine they have for Black women, white women can't really use it. Because it can't, like blonde hair and all that.
It doesn't pick it up. The segregation in the machines, yeah.
The segregation. But the segregation actually,
I mean, it's necessary. Listen, in certain circumstances it's necessary.
I mean, segregation
for survival.
Segregation was better for the Black community anyway. It was
for survival. But yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I want to bring it back to the gorilla lady though.
That's a sidebar.
I mean, for those people who do, you know, dabble into the laser, I think it's great. We're shouting out Black businesses. She's in Harlem.
Yes.
And a lot of people didn't understand this whole difference. I mean, I don't think I knew that there was two separate machines for Black people and white people, to be very honest. That's not something that's common knowledge. So
yes.
I think that's very important. Mm-hmm. But I do want to just say with the gorilla lady, the gorilla glue lady, there is a lot of speculation that she did this all for clout and for likes, because a lot of people were like, listen, if this shit were to happen to me, I certainly would not be on the gram, would not be on TikTok, would not be making videos documenting my plight to the world. But I know that there are people though, like that is their second, they go to the internet for everything. So it's not to say that, you know, but the reason I kind of am leaning toward a little bit is just the way
that she has a manager.
Yeah,
it's self promoting.
Exactly. Yeah. And she has a t-shirt line now, a t-shirt and hoodie line. Did you see that?
No, but if let me tell you, if I was truly traumatized by something like this, I'm not being self promoting. She's being opportunistic.
And hoodie line. Yes. And she had a GoFundMe that went up to 20K, but yet the doctor charged her free 99, charged her nothing to this procedure.
Did she say she was doing it for wigs or something?
Chocolate self.
But I want to know why her hoodie cost $50 though. Why is, and the hoodie is her face with the gorilla glue.
Isn't
like
that,
with the gorilla, she has a whole t-shirt line.
Sues her for using any likeness to their product. That'll be the lawsuit that I follow.
Maybe this was one of those self-promoting ventures that went wrong. Like
it could have went wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't supposed to like
almost kill her.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Her brain cells.
Because she probably didn't think that. She probably was like, oh, I could just do a little quick little acetone wipe on the top or something and get it
and then get it off. And then a month later.
Yeah.
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, but I mean, this has really been trending. Like, this has been trending news. People are literally like having alerts. Somebody was like, can I get the alerts to her pay so I could know what happened next? No. This is a telenovela. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, I just think that if that really was a mistake that you made, which like we said, we can't figure out, like, how did you put Gorilla Glue in your hair? Why was it in your bathroom? So the thing is that the fact that that happened and it went on for so long, and the fact that the severity and the seriousness of the situation is such that she may not be able to grow hair. She may have other damage. They don't know what other health issues that, you know, come along with absorbing that stuff in your skin. I would not be promoting myself. And the $20,000 she claimed is going towards wigs for afterwards. Like, it just seems a lot.
I mean, that's like that's a foreshadowing, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah, too much.
Like, we don't know. Cause when I saw the doctor, like, you know, take out this, like, her hair was still, I mean, she had a whole head of hair. Like, it didn't seem like any hair really fell out. I mean, like, again, we don't know what the future is going to hold, but I wouldn't be collecting $20,000 now for future wigs. We don't even know if you're going to need to wear a wig. And my other thing too was like, what wig are you trying to get? The Beyonce wig? Because they sell wigs at the
beauty supply store
for $30.
Amazon got bundles.
You know what I'm saying? You can have a friend make a wig.
But if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Amazon and FedEx are like,
she can get a decent wig for less than $200 if she's looking for premium hair. If she's looking for hair.
But Rita, can she get an installment? Can she get a unit?
She can get a unit. She can.
I don't know.
I used to wear wigs, so I know.
Everybody on this has natural hair. So,
but I used to wear wigs. I know exactly what I'm talking. I mean, okay. I know you can have your friend sew it in right quick. Buy some bundles.
I had to wear wigs for shows. So yes, I know.
Yeah, the quality, because lots of wigs have become such a big business now. You can get a good quality wig.
Y'all had lace fronts
at the beauty.
Y'all had lace fronts?
I never did the whole gluing down of the lace. I can't. Oh, that's not my life.
Wait, so is it how much that's costing something extra? Help me out. You know, I got locks.
I mean, a lace front, but they're selling lace fronts at the freaking beauty supply too.
They do.
Oh, maybe that's she like, wants a like hip hop real. Maybe she wants a real housewife one. Like she wants.
Nah, but see, listen. Why should we sit here and fund your Nene Leakes wig? Why do we have to fund your, like,
back on it?
You can get a decent wig at the freaking beauty supply. And okay, fine. If you want a high quality, you could have a hairdresser make you one for, let's say, the most $1,000. Like, and it'd be quality. Like, what is she trying to do?
I was about to have a Kevin Samuels moment. If you want a high quality.
If she was a high quality wig.
But you apply that best. That's what
listen, with the glue. I'm not saying she needs to get that synthetic $29.99 wig. I'm not saying that. You know what? Who am I to say that to her? But what I'm saying is that even for $1,000, you can get a premium wig from a hairdresser.
So you're saying she feels she's entitled. She's entitled, and she feels like we should help her correct her own mistake.
That's what it looks like to me, because I'm like, why?
But her whole publicity stunt. Did she know the doctor ahead of time that they planned this together?
I mean, things that make you go,
inquiry minds want
to
know.
I'm just saying, this is a whole, like, I mean, I don't want to throw nobody in the bus, because I think the brother creating, you know, the chemical as you sip your tea. As the brother creating the chemical compound, you know, using his background to figure out a way to break up Gorilla Glue, was it something that they had already figured out? I mean, because she got management too early, and her management was the same. Who's the manager of somebody else? I mean, kind of famous,
but management.
Diva. She had a manager before.
I mean,
No. The person she got
Diva teacher.
She's Dancing Diva teacher, but the manager she has is somebody who managed somebody like else, celebrity wise.
Too long. I'm having a. My thing is
with the doctor guy, it could have been that he saw all this stuff and was like, you know,
there's
what, I can help my sister, right?
I think
my biggest issue is that I could
understand she has a check mark and 2.8 million followers now.
Yeah, no, she's
that's, I mean, a problem. She didn't.
So here's my thing, right? I could understand if there were medical, like the medical bills. Like she probably didn't know, let's say she didn't know that she was going to have a doctor do this for free. So she's raising money for the medical stuff, because that shit could have cost a lot of money, right? I could understand that. But now that we know that you have gotten this Beverly Hills style treatment for $3.99, me personally, I would have given back the money. I would have given back the GoFundMe money, because the money was intended for maybe whatever medical situations or whatever, but not to go buy wigs now.
Okay,
like,
wait.
Are you doing GoFundMes for wigs?
An hour ago, she just said that she's donating the $20,000 from GoFundMe to Reconstructive Surgery Org.
Wonderful.
And I hope her cousin is not the founder
with the
of Reconstructive
with the,
Org.
With the remainder of the money.
Oh, so after she bought the wigs, she's going to give the leftover money?
She's donating the $20,000. If there was more than $20,000.
Read that back. What does that read to you? Right. I mean, if she's donating it, like, that was my biggest thing. If she's going to give it to charity, I just felt like her keeping it was disingenuous, because you didn't have the medical bills to warrant it. So you got
$20,000. I mean, because everybody did everything for free. I'm sure even flying her out there was free.
That's my thing. My thing is give the money back to the people who were generous enough, or donate it. Okay. If that's what she's going to do with it, great. But keeping it for wigs and whatever, or emotional support, like,
Well, we are in the age.
And then she got a Benz rental. Like, what is this? Nice. Like, she's.
We are in the age.
With the GoFundMe money?
I don't know. No, like, somebody. So she's getting celebrity treatment. So somebody at famous Hollywood car rentals.
Girl, I mean, Benz? Where's the IRS when you need them? I think that, like. I think that we're in the age where.
Somebody tagged the IRS.
Right. Because they be calling, they're like, this, if you don't call the IRS now, we're going to come get you. Why didn't they call her about that that rental? So I feel like we live in an age where everyone feels they deserve something. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's like this new universe, because I'm a woman of a certain age, older than Shorty with the Gorilla Glue, and, you know, where it's like, you know, accept me as who I am. I don't have to fix anything. I deserve greatness. So, you know, all these safe spaces have been created for people to kind of act like punk bitches. And I'm like, if you're stupid, there are consequences to your stupidity as well. If you're lacking some life skills and comprehension, you're either working towards improving your station in life or you're just a stagnant individual. What you deserve is based on the perception of your own reality, but what are you doing to pay it forward and earn this thing that you deserve? God is going to send you exactly what you deserve. So when you keep talking about the greatness or whatever that's supposed to come, take a look in the mirror and put down the Gorilla Glue after you finish realizing the image and then the cautions on it.
Right. And you're right, because she was a school teacher. So you're not reading the label. So you're a whore. Like, what are you teaching the children? There's no reading comprehension here.
I mean, maybe she's an art teacher. I don't know.
So if you're art teacher, you would know chemicals on that stuff, because you would know what not to put.
Or maybe she's the dance teacher. I don't know. She's teaching these girls how to pop it and lock it.
And that's what really happened.
I mean, she's
a 40-year-old woman.
Like, but she could just be the dance teacher. She might just be teaching girls how to pop lock and drop. Like, that could be the education.
She could also be the teacher assistant, and she's not a teacher at all. I don't know.
There are questions.
There are a lot of this. Actually, there's layers to this. Actually,
are there? You know what? There are layers. Because that hair ain't laid no more since they got that glue out. I'm done.
I hope that she goes natural. If she's able to regrow back those follicles,
she just needs to shave her head.
Eyelashes and contacts. No, she's gonna go right back to it when she can. And her GoFundMe was for now wigs. No, this is
priorities.
I have nothing else to say.
Priorities. You know,
well, what? I girl with the curly hair.
I feel like you know, the GoFundMe should have been for. If she felt she needed a GoFundMe, which I don't think she needed, but I mean, it should have been for, like, you know what? I'm anticipating the amount of damage that may be done to my scalp that may require me to have other medical care. I'm using this because over the next, like, you know, 6 months to a year, I need to do blood work on a regular basis to see if there's any toxins.
I mean, I hope that she would have insurance. Maybe she has no insurance. If she has no insurance, I could understand that. But I feel like as the bills, because I've had people, you know, do GoFundMes because they've had major car accidents and they didn't. So they knew that there was actually, like, treatment that needed to, like, they had to go, you know, fix their fibula or tibula or whatever the hell. So they actually
do GoFundMes.
I mean, they would ask the church to pass. They would pass the collection plate.
That's true. But you know what they say? Perms are connected to lupus, right? So if perms have been connected to lupus, then acetone and whatever's in the substance of the glue should definitely, I would definitely think it would cause long-term health, you know, issues, which would be, that's what I would be like. I am concerned.
But I would need to wait to get some, like, for me, the GoFundMe would have to start, like, once I go to the doctor and the doctor ran your blood work.
Or they took it off and they're already saying, like, you got scalp damage. Other procedures. But she did start you were saying it was a knee-jerk reaction on the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Which looks a little self.
Suspect. It's like me saying, man, like, you know, I'm going to put this GoFundMe now because I know I'm about to go, like, pull my tooth in 2 weeks. And, you know, maybe there might be something for, like, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe I got to buy some soup.
Maybe I got to buy some soup. I might not be able to eat the
popsicles.
For 2 weeks.
And I really Listen. Clear Harlem Skin and Laser.
we're trying to do better in this year of 2021. That seems to try to take lives, but
because mad people work it out, like, on social media, like, we about to have a summertime, but we not. I don't know what people think they're doing. I mean, I'm working out, but I'm just saying, like, these girls are going extra hard.
I did 25
squats today.
Oh, 25 squats. Yeah, I mean, I have my elliptical that I just bought, so I'm actually
trying to really get it.
I actually love it, and it's not Nordic Track, much cheaper. I think it's Sunny Hills or whatever. My friend bought it first, and she had it, her and her husband were using it for like a good month before I jumped on the bandwagon, because I didn't want parts flying while I'm on, you know, these like,
wait,
you know,
so
lesser.
You didn't sip the Peloton Kool-Aid?
No, girl, because I didn't have this Peloton money.
Oh, I was.
So I do Peloton, but I do the app. It's like, what, $14? Mm-hmm. And I do all the strength trainings. And then, see, people be trying to buy that $2,000, $3,000 bike. I have a real bicycle, so when it's warm outside, I just put on the app and put it on my little thing. And I did the workout. So I'm doing Alex Toussaint, but I'm riding like 15 miles in my neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, and then also if you have a real bike.
Potholes and snows in New York.
But let me check what you can do. Like you, if you have a real,
it's so stupid.
Or if you, but if you have a real bike, they have this stationary thing you can put on the back, on your back wheel. And you can actually do it in your house. Like it still gets you to feel of being inside. The stationary thing, you can get what a decent one for like $100 and slap it on the back of the bike. And then when it's warm, put your wheel on and go outside. So people spend all these money on these bikes and it's crazy. But
yeah, I'm gonna tell you,
I'm gonna do another black business plug. What I do like a lot, ladies and gentlemen, is The Effect, which is if you go on Instagram, Effect Fitness.
You sent me that. That trap exercise business.
Trap, yes. Effect Fitness out of Atlanta, and it's EFFECT. I suggest everyone pay for that. You can get it because let me tell you, they do everything from like a step to bands to weights, everything in one cardio, people doing high kicks to their ears. And as black people being fit and fine, you know, girls being able to just bra tops and little panties on, just doing whatever. And but my thing is that it's inspirational and
it's trap music,
it's mad ratchet music, and the guy screaming at you, and it's ATL. But I tell you what, you do that a couple times a week. I just go ahead and I do the Chromecast so I can just see it on my screen. I have my speakers.
Tummy tuck? Is that what you're saying?
You ain't got to even do a tummy tuck. Look, if you look it up, Effect, you will get a natural tummy tuck. Ain't nobody that got no stomach. Because
I'm telling you,
by the time
something about the way, and I tell people this all the time, whether you like trap music or not, there's something, it's about the beat.
Beat.
Like, even if you don't want to stop, you, for whatever reason, like if the beat is going, you won't stop. Like you will not stop. Like you're not gonna be like, oh, I'm tired.
Yeah. And then they have a live DJ in the room. So when it's time to do them squats, he gonna put on some ratchet, scrub the floor type music. So it's gonna make you be like, yeah, that's my jam.
Like a Yin Yang Twins or something.
There you go. So you're gonna drop to the floor. So anyone who's looking for a good workout, Effect Fitness, you can pay by the month. They don't keep charging your card.
Develop like Meg-nees.
You might have Meg-nees. You might have a Meg butt.
Yeah.
You might even have Meg thighs. Like you might just have the whole Meg package.
If you go and look on there, those women look like Megs.
Flat abs. I mean, I'd like a little more booty. I would like to recover any cartilage I may have lost in the 40 plus years that I've been on this earth. I don't really want to like be dropping it like it's hot all the time. Like everyone seems to be like, oh my God, oh my God. But there is a part of me that absolutely wants to take one set of my CFMs. So that's like the come F me shoes. I'm trying not to. CFMs. Write that down, ladies, gentlemen. Now you know. Go buy her some. Okay. And mine are like really nice too, because we're not going to talk about what they look like. But I would really like to put those on and do squats in them. And even if I was just in my house and my workout in my house was, okay, I'm going to take the 25 squats I did today, but I'm going to have my CFMs on and I'm going to hold like 10-pound kettlebells in each hand.
Your kettlebells yet?
I did not. But that's a whole goal in my mind. Like,
you got to be careful about that mind stuff, though, because I've been exercising all pandemic in my mind.
But
nothing is translated.
And let me tell you, because people keep saying, but if you manifest, well, I manifested
girl.
So many times. Why? Why? Come
why?
Why?
Because you be making them butter cakes over there. What's that cake with them 10 sticks of butter?
You did have 12 eggs. What is it? A bundt cake? A bundt cake, I think
what
it was.
What was it?
Was it a bundt cake?
Like 12 eggs or something? Like, come on.
I don't know, but it looked delicious. It looked delicious.
Cake. Yeah. My mom made cake for me.
Oh, the whiskey cake.
That was the whiskey cake.
The whiskey cake.
My mother made a cake for my grandmother's birthday. She turned 95 on the 11th.
Ooh, happy birthday. Boy. Happy birthday.
COVID survivor. So, you know, God, you know, bless everybody.
How many eggs did it have?
I don't know. I mean, not yet. It probably had like 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just like, it was like regular cake.
It looked delicious. That's all I can say. It was delicious.
I make carrot cake. That's what I do.
I love carrot cake.
I love carrot cake. It's very difficult. Like, don't, and like my corn souffle, like we make that in the house.
I love corn souffle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll make you some. Now the butter in that bitch. Honey. Right.
So you have to like fast for like 2 weeks to balance it out.
As soon as you taste it, you're just like, yes, sweet black baby, Jesus butter. Mm. Yeah, that's the problem. Mm. So I've been manifesting the flat stomach for a long time, but you see my challenges.
No, the obstacles are real. The obstacles are real, like, especially in COVID.
I deserve a flat stomach. I'm entitled. I'm a good person.
You're entitled to that GoFundMe.
I mean, do a GoFundMe. Manifest the GoFundMe.
Manifest.
I feel like
it.
That would disrespect my family name. If I did that. I feel like I have a little bit more pride. And no.
Well,
but I hope look. I find a sugar daddy, one of those people from Instagram who actually means it when they DM me.
Well, see that right there though. See, that's gonna be hard because
they be fake.
A lot of them don't mean it. You know,
I get these white guys that like don't have any posts. I'm like, you're a fake account. Talking about,
I get a lot of Eastern Europeans. Yes, Budapest, Hungary.
Right, saying they're gonna give me $10,000 if I don't know. I'd be like, delete.
First of all, $10,000 for a green card is not what's up in this business. if you're gonna make that proposition, you need to come correct. 50K and up, minimum.
For illegal activities that we don't know about. We just heard about this, and I saw a movie once that said that if you did need a green card.
If you did this, this is what I heard. This is what I heard
that, you know, you might want to come with $50,000.
Yeah, if you're going to come, you're going to have to come like this. Maybe. Per the movie.
I don't know anything.
I've been getting African healer Instagram messages.
I have too.
And I'm like, this is new. I thought the, you know, Corona confessions and, you know, pandemic prophecies of, oh my God, Fran is no longer in my life. DMs was, you know, more than enough last year, but 2021 has started off with the African healers. So I'm like, well, this is fascinating.
Yeah, I want to tell me. They told me they could find me a man. They like, we hear that you're looking for a good man. Really? That's what you've heard?
Who told you?
And Mr. I don't even know your name in some bush. Right. Like, I'm like, and I said, so what do you need from, you're going to help me manifest this by paying you how much money? Oh, okay.
My flat stomach.
Girl.
What's your flat stomach and your GoFundMe?
Heal my flat
stomach. I want to ask Fran, since you mentioned Corona confessions and pandemic prophecy, since today is Valentine's Day, I do want to dedicate a little time before we end to the Valentine's Day. I don't even know what you want to call this, but
we're in Black History Month. It's a pagan holiday.
I sent it to you too, Kentucky. Yeah, this one. Paul. So shout out to Paul Preval. He's this I can't even say up and coming. It's been a couple of years now that he's been, you know, dominating the interwebs and the Instagrams. Hilarious. But yeah, he had this skit where his girlfriend was like, it's Valentine's Day. Like, what are you going to get me? And he's like, are you kidding me? It's Black History Month. And you want to insert this pagan European holiday in this month? And he was like, these like the Black Oompa Loompa slaves are working in the Willy Wonka factory to eat this chocolate. But yeah, it's Valentine's Day. And I feel like, you know, normally I guess in the years prior, people will be so like hyped. There'll be all these like posts on Instagram and all this extra. I've never really been much of a Valentine's Day person. I just never have. My mom was never really big on holidays anyways. I'm not Jehovah's Witness. We just weren't. It just wasn't a thing for us to really be all up in like Valentine's Day. Because people, whenever I say the holiday thing, they're like, oh, Jehovah's Witness. I'm like, no, I'm not Jehovah's Witness.
Clarify.
I'm not Jehovah's Witness. Not there's anything wrong with that, but I am not. But yeah, so today's Valentine's Day, and I guess because we're in the pandemic, you know, maybe that's why I'm not hearing so much hype about it. But then again, I am here seeing a lot of posts, a lot of like comments, like, ladies, you guys are single, like, you know, how are you guys going to spend your Valentine's Day? I don't know. Valentine's Day, as we're getting older, I feel like just becomes this like weird day. Like, I don't necessarily celebrate it. And I know a lot of people just don't, not necessarily for the paganism of it, but just kind of like, it's just a regular holiday. We love each other every day. It's not that big of a deal. But how do you guys feel about it? Do you guys feel some type of way that it's Valentine's Day and you're, you know, you're single? Single, you know, like, how do you guys feel about today? Like, is it just a regular day for you? Like, are we crying on the inside, ladies? What's going on? Who slipped into your DM so far? Because I'm pretty
Fran
sure
Fran has the stories.
I'm pretty sure Fran had yeah, mad DMs this morning about happy Valentine's Day.
Nah. So
Fran is the light skin resident, so she probably do have all the DMs. No. All right,
so let me just have
the DMs. She probably has the DMs.
Kentucky gonna troll me all the time. So I'll just add fuel to the fire.
Let me tell you.
Nobody knows what I look like, and I really don't come outside, and I'm pretty shady anyway. So I don't even know why people like me, frankly, but I guess because I'm funny. And then because I'm light skinned with good hair.
Mercy. Mercy.
No, that's what
wow.
Look, we all listen, but for the listeners, don't we all play a position? Fran is the light skinned chick. I'm the girl. So I have long, for no people who may not know me, I have long, very long locks. So I'm like the whole like exotic lock girl that people all of a
they
sudden
don't even talk to me if I stand next to her. They'd be like, "Fuck!"
Because she has these white pants that she wears as well.
Oh, oh gosh, and Rita's just. Yes. So now Rita with her velvety chocolate skin and all, she'd be walking in with all her glory. They'd be like, let me come to you. So Fran, yes. So
yeah,
with
but
your,
Rita be on her phone, so she didn't see nobody.
She do.
That's the problem. I'd be on my phone. This is why I'm single. I'd be on the phone.
How do you feel about Valentine's
We'd be like, Rita, five dudes have tried to buy you drinks. You're like, where? You don't get off that phone.
You went like, you looked at your phone, put up a hand high and didn't look, but pick up your eyes. Like, that's why that happened.
You're like, I'm scheduling a meeting. I have things.
Listen, I'll be busy, okay? If you want me, he gotta try harder, okay?
Meanwhile, I'm coming over like, girl, this guy just bought us a bottle. Y'all ready? And y'all, listen, and France is like.
And I'm here like, hey!
If I'm with Kentucky, I'm drinking. It's guaranteed I'm drinking and eating.
Fran, what's your story?
What's your DMs this morning looking like?
All right. I got the DM that I wanted.
Okay. Hallelujah.
So there's that.
Okay.
That's the one that matters. Hi, boo. Okay. Well, you know, if the internet says it's real, then it's real. And I manifested that one too, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's hope that manifest is different from the tummy tuck manifest, though.
and you know why I can't manifest it? It's because I'm light skinned with good hair. And let me add just like a little bit more salt to this, okay? And then I'm an AKA, so you know, obviously we're bougie. We think we're better than everybody. So if I manifested a flat stomach, well, Jesus Christ, I wouldn't even talk to myself, right? Because if we're going to troll, I just want to go as hard as possible, because he told me that I was like the CEO of all the trolls under the bridge, and I actually run troll headquarters. That's what I was told today. So Valentine's Day in my house. Okay. I mean, my mom always put in the effort to like get us cards or a little chocolate since we were kids. I'm not really a big Valentine's person because my birthday is next week. So, which is the national holiday. So I'm just like, okay, pick one or you're just going to have to do both. But if you're picking one, we already know what you should be picking. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard. And we have a lot of February birthdays in my family. So it's not really, there's just parties at this point. It's like Valentine's. I used to think I was born on Valentine's Day because it was like so much love. And it was like, oh, because you're partying. My grandmother's birthday is the 11th. My cousins, they're twins. They're born the 12th. It's just like,
it
just keeps going. But I want to read to you a Facebook memory from last year because of my 14-year-old child. Because he says, is what it was. And I read it to him. He goes, I don't understand the concept. Why on that specific day do you have to show more affection than other days? It's like New Year's. You don't have to make goals. You should always be making goals. It's just an increment of time. At 13.
The babies are speaking. And they said that the youth will be the future. The youth shall lead. The children shall lead.
Yeah. So I do put out good stock with my light skinned self. Damn it. I love it. And he cute. But that's really what
that's
it is.
That's nice, though.
And I spoke to him specifically about Valentine's Day. And I was just like, it's about the thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. So you're 14, you're in high school, you're eventually going to like a girl. She going to want them teddy bears, them chocolates and balloons.
And you have
do
to do
you
it.
Need to do what I saw on the internet the other day? Somebody named Duke filled an entire room of red balloons and love.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Okay. I was just like, if you do that, I'm like, I'll be surprised. But like, oh my God. But the mother visionary practical side of me is just like, did you just use the light bill money on that shit right there? Like, weren't we trying to get an extension on the house because the deck doesn't look like how I need it to be? So
it's also a little psycho, though. Like, when people go OD, it's kind of like, why are you going to be that guy that's going to be stalking a woman? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, why do you feel like you have to do so much? Like, I'm like, if you
who
hit
are you
me
trying
up
to convince?
Yeah, who?
Because I'm just, like, the
it's
woman,
very
though,
simple. Like, is
unless the woman is one of those women who, like, is extra. There are women who, like, I want, like, petals, you know, falling from the sky. But unless you're that, if you're not the type of woman and a guy's doing all this extra, and when we say extra, we're not talking about the regular flowers, chocolate. We're talking about an entire room with, you know, petals and balloons, right, and flowers and hearts. Like, that could be a little extra.
Yeah. Or, and I'm with Fran, like that, like the 20 bouquets of roses, like that could have been stocks,
yeah,
or that could have been a nice trip. Cause we just, whatever, but I'm just saying.
Which turned into quality time. Because mm-hmm. You know what has to
time.
Happen now?
Mm-hmm.
I got to clean all that shit. Did you also get maid service with all that crap that you got lying all over this goddamn room on my carpet? You know what it's like to take sparkles out of a damn carpet? You must not have little kids in your house. Mm-mm. So those are considerations. And it's really about, again, like the quality time that you spend with the person, and not really about these performative actions, putting it on the gram.
Absolutely.
So if we take it back a little bit to the DMs and the gram. So I had put up, I'm my own Valentine, because this is a Facebook emoji that's available. And there's one that's like me. So it's I guess in the spirit of Galentine's or all the single people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I do not approve this message. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what kind of reminder? And I was just like, somebody better. And I would just, and I'm a troll. So I was like, somebody better turn around and ask me. And it was very surprising that anybody would even comment under and or reach out to be like, wait, you don't have a Valentine? I'm like, wow, y'all really take this stuff literally. That emoji is available for everyone. And I would never put my business out there because it's out of respect for, first of all, my own privacy.
Right.
My person's privacy, because, again, y'all want to be out there putting your whole life story up there as if you're competing with God knows who, but you're competing with your own insecurities at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that relationship over, well, we want to see all of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Where's
that is true. I know I do.
That's right. And how did you heal? And what was the therapy? Or, you know, because all that, I'm so aware and woke in my love. And, yeah. Okay. Well, what happens when it ain't looking good? You didn't post about that fight last night. Oh man, I could tell y'all about some fights. So there's just a lot of like fakeness around all holidays. Oh, it's Siblings Day. You know you don't like that nigga.
You don't even talk to him.
Ain't you the same one who got that car loan in your name? You told me about that. Don't you put up no Siblings Day.
You did tell me a real story about somebody who was being trifled. You're like, I know they don't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
The siblings.
It's true, though. It's the performative acts. And it's the performative acts. And I think Valentine's Day is the biggest one. I know people who actually take pictures of flowers and chocolates like they bought for themselves to be like, and then they put the caption, him.
Girl, stop.
No, I know. I know somebody who did that for real, ladies, actually.
Why are you still out here buying your own wedding rings, engagement rings?
Mercy, mercy.
Oh,
mercy,
Lord. So listen.
All the time. They do it all the time. Yeah.
If we're going to go
all
there,
the time.
There's a reason why you don't. Somebody's not financially stable. And you're talking about this is the foundation for the rest of your life and your household and future children and what have you. So you either are going to accept the small one that he can afford because it's really about the love.
Or a cubic zirconia. I'm cool with the cubic zirconia.
Or you're doing it for, listen, you could have got me a rig pop, $25.
So, but that's like these people, and I'm about to throw people under the bus. This is like people trying to have weddings during this pandemic and stuff. And I'm just sitting here like, in reality, I understand people planned out weddings for 2020 and 2021. I mean, at this point, just go get married and you can, save, like you said, money. Save the money. Like this is actually a godsend for people and they're not even realizing it. They're trying to still push this envelope to have these ceremonies, which are actually going to be health hazards because now you want your grandmama to like, she can't fly. So now she got to get in the car with your uncle and him and, you know, making all these stops in the bathroom along the way and hoping they're going to stay in a nice hotel or not, or they got to drive straight through to get to your wedding, to sit there with people they don't know. And it don't matter. They got a mask on, but now your grandmama may have COVID. You know what I'm saying? Because we still don't know what's going to happen in the fall. And I'm just saying, like, a lot of this pomp and circumstance people have going on, like, you got to be realistic. And I appreciate it. What was the little sister that was over Teen Vogue? What's her name? Elaine?
I don't know.
She was over Teen Vogue and she had, that's the one we just saw where she was saying, I'm the auntie doing, tell me what you want.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I can't remember her name, but anyway, she's the editor of Teen Vogue and like her wedding day came and she and her man just got married on the front stoop of,
yes,
in Bed-Stuy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, you know what? She's like, I had this elaborate wedding plan, but it was like, why am I endangering people, family members? And I really want to be married. Do you want to be married or do you want the production?
And it so was even so with these, beautiful. The stoop. Beautiful. I'm looking for a stoop. I'm looking for a stoop.
And her neighbor, and it gave her neighbor something because they were just like, everybody been dying around us. We can come out here to the front yard. Yay, we know you clap. But people are doing all this pomp and circumstance. And I always feel like just like weddings, the bigger the wedding, the bigger the BS, the more posting and all the stuff you're doing, the more I know that your stuff is not real. Because the thing is like, if you just had a real, if it was things that you treasure, you kind of hold it close to you, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying
what's precious.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so the thing is that when I see all this extra pomp and circumstance, it's like you're either trying to prove something to someone else, like somebody hurt you, so you want to make sure your ex-man see this. Like you're going to see what my new man doing, right?
Yes.
Or you know what I mean? Or you're inadequate and insecure about yourself and or the relationship as well. Mm-hmm. So the thing is like, I'm not saying I do also am very mindful and I question people who are extremely too private. Like I should at least know you're married. You know what I'm saying? Like that's suspicious as well. Well
they're the ones who be sliding up in your DMs.
Right.
You gotta be able to slide up in your DMs freely. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. But I see like all this overposting for Valentine's Day and I'm just like, but that dude, he can't even afford that. Or like you going on a trip. Like I know he ain't making a salary for that. Like, but I'm just saying like, it's really, if you just keep it simple or just be like, happy Valentine's Day to my love, then we're good. Like we're good. But like now I got to sit here and just is what Fran said about the whole siblings day. I'm like, but you don't even like you posted your wife today, but I know you got other situations.
Yeah. Well, this is probably the first time I've ever seen your wife. Like it's only never on Valentine's Day once a year.
Right. So now I see on Valentine's Day, but I've seen you with 10 other chicks throughout the year.
So our lovely audience,
we're not being haters, by the way.
No, we're just letting you know that we're judging you. No, but I mean, honestly, first of all, you don't need a day.
You don't.
That the type of expression you use to show care and concern for the people you love, absolutely, that's on you. That is definitely none of my business. If you put it on the gram, I'm gonna talk about it though, and I'm definitely going to question some things, and it's because of how I am, which is why I just question where people are in this world. Why are we where we are? Why mm-hmm. are people so angry? The flip side of I want a man, I want a woman, I want this, I want that will also be the y'all women are just gold diggers and then all men are dogs. Well, both can't actually be real. Mm-hmm. So the first part of Valentine's Day is going to have to be self-love, and it cannot be the delusional kind telling yourself, well, I just deserve what I'm doing it.
She's clapping her hands together, guys.
What the? Okay. What are you doing? What self-work are you doing? To face your insecurities, to understand your triggers so that you can love yourself and be prepared to be in a full-on relationship and love somebody else. And hopefully you don't look batshit crazy the way that I do, because I was full-on told I was retarded. But I'm okay, because baby, if you're going to stay, then we're going to ride this way. That's all I say. But stop lying to yourself, expecting some magical thing to happen. And you are out here and you doing it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The universe is giving you back the thing that you're really manifesting. Yeah.
I think the most genuine thing I've seen with Valentine's Day this week was, and this is personal, my niece is three years old. And she calls my mother Mama. And she's in a pre-K 3 program. So the other day I picked her up from school. And on that particular day, she said, Auntie, I want to get Mama some flowers. And I was like, I guess she had learned about Valentine's Day at school. And so I was like, okay. I said, this is for Valentine's Day. And she said, yes. And I was like, okay. So I had on my phone a picture of some roses, and I just turned, I said something like this. And so she looked, she said, yes. So I was just like, oh, that's interesting. So I said, all right, well, we'll go get her some flowers on tomorrow. So literally the next morning when I went to drop her off for school, she said, Auntie, can we get Mama some flowers? She said it again. So this was like something she remembered at 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So I picked her from school that day, and she was like, I turned to her name is Kirsten. I said, Kirsten, do you want to go get Mama flowers now? She goes, yes. And she was so excited, like the biggest grin in the world. And I went to take her to the store to get flowers, and they had all sorts of roses, red, pink, orange. Literally, she saw the red roses and she said, I want those.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice that she picked out the roses. We went over to the people, they wrapped them up. And when we got home and we gave them to my mom, like, she was so excited to get out the car with these roses
mm-hmm.
to give to my mother for Valentine's Day. And I thought it was just such a genuine gesture. Now, part of it is probably the programming these children. Because I don't, you know, but the other part of it is it was just really nice to see like a genuine, like a three-year-old child wanting to be giving, mm-hmm. not about what you're going to do for me. What type of candy you gonna get me? But really about, I want to give something to my grandmother because she is sweet to me.
Mm-hmm.
And even the day after when she came and I had put them in a vase, she was just so excited that she had given these roses to her grandmother. So I'll say all that to say that if 3 year olds know what authenticity is, grown folks do too, but we just get lost in the sauce and people want to be all fake, and you don't have to do all that. And like Fran said, it's about you. Right? What are you doing for somebody else? What are you doing to make sure yourself is in the right mm-hmm. place? But most about Valentine's Day, you ain't got to do this like this grand gesture on a day, just like Christmas. You do this grand gesture on Christmas Day, but you've been, you know, a-hole all throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's just be real authentically throughout the year. So even on that day when you do something nice, it doesn't look like you're trying to like make up for the other 364 mm-hmm. days that you ain't do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. Yeah. I'm done.
No, I totally agree with that. I think that we definitely make the day to be much more than it needs to be. It's kind of like Mother's Day, right? Like, you know, those of us who are mothers, we're mothers every single day, right? But there is something different when we have that specific day to be like, oh, there's some acknowledgement, right? So I understand like why some people see and view Valentine's Day the way it is. Like, yes, I love you every day, but you know what? You know, the world is doing this gesture. Let me also acknowledge you on this day. But some of these, you know, performative acts, like you said, we know it's like people trying to get out the doghouse. people trying to, you know, perform for the gram, people trying to outshine others. So it, that's where I think the ugliness comes out of it. And then there's this whole other backstory about it being a pagan holiday, but that I think is for like another another day.
People use that. I mean, it is a pagan holiday to a degree, but you know what? A lot of people, I know folks who will claim, and I'm not knocking my Muslim brothers and sisters, but I know some people will claim that they're Muslim, because I have dated a Muslim guy, and they'll claim that these holidays are pagan and stuff. Because, you know, I mean, of course, there's some religious things that they have mm-hmm. to, like, you know, subscribe to. But then it gives them an escape to not have to give anything, right? Yeah. So I remember I dated this guy, and he was Muslim, and he was like, we don't celebrate birthdays. I was like, yes, y'all do. But, like, it was, like, an excuse for him to not have to do anything for any of his women mm-hmm. on birthdays. And then Christmas came. Well, we don't do Christmas. So then he didn't have to give anything. But I'm telling you what, they will receive, like, a mug. Mm-hmm. They will receive. If you give them a birthday, Christmas Day, baby, if you Valentine's, birthdays, you don't want to give anything. So it's a pagan holiday because you ain't trying to give to anybody.
Yeah.
Right? So like it's a scapegoat.
Yeah. Right. Women need to be careful with that. But there are men though. So my thing, me and my friends, we always have this thing. If you're going to claim you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, you better not be celebrating Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, like you Absolutely. Should not be celebrating any of those days. And so I know men who don't celebrate any of those days. And so therefore, when they tell me they don't do Valentine's Day, I respect that because I'm okay with it. I don't need to be, you know, participating in Valentine's Day. It's not that serious for me. But if you're somebody who celebrates all of these other holidays and you just pick and choose which ones you don't want because your finances might not be where it's at, or you don't, or you're just a selfish person, that's where I'm judging you. That's where I'm like, you know what? You need to go somewhere with that.
I think it's a lot of selfishness going on. Mm-hmm. And people, so we have a take society right now, and people just want to get what they, you know, they want what they can get out of people. So I don't know. I don't know where we are. Like, I just think people need to get it together.
Yeah, me too. I definitely do.
So I just wanted to piggyback a little bit off the whole, not specifically like Muslim, but whatever, but the excuse, using whatever excuse, mm-hmm. reason, rationale on why you don't participate in, you know, its beliefs. If you are with someone and they are in a separate religion of yours, you got one of two options. You're going to accommodate them because you love them, or you should just go not be dating those people.
Right.
Right. Mm. Because I'm confident you're going to expect them to accommodate things from your belief. You know, like not eating pork. Mm-hmm. Got it. I same way. Okay. I'm a Haitian. I'm sure there's some Haitian vegetarians, but if y'all think I'm giving up my grill, y'all could go to hell. Okay, in the handbasket. I do not. Let me tell you what I'm not finna do. Okay, so my cousin actually sent me this video. Okay, so get your pen and paper. Mm-hmm. All right, this is Nedra Glover Tawab, TAWWAB. I follow her, or maybe it's Nedra, NEDRA, Nedra Glover mm-hmm. Tawab. And I follow her on Instagram now. But it's like a 50-minute video. Therapist reveals how to stop others from manipulating you. This is one of the most fantastic YouTube videos I have ever listened to. Not only did she really point out language that people use to, well, how come you can't do that? I just saw you do this the other day. Mm-hmm. Why can't you do it for me? You know, or the, again, rhyme, reason, rationale Kentucky presented. Well, it's not in my religion to do so, mm-hmm. but you sitting here trying to get all up in my good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. those people are willing to receive all the gifts, and you are willing to not set a proper boundary for yourself so that you can be loved. Once again, it goes back mm-hmm. to you. But mm-hmm. everything she said in here was just so affirming. And following her on Instagram, I was just like, my God.
I just checked her out.
Yeah. Where has she been?
You know, it's true. Cause I'm telling you, like, they'll be like, they'll fast for Ramadan. I'm not knocking Muslim people. I'm just using this as a really good example because there's so many Black people that are Muslim. So mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, Ramadan, I have to fast and I can't do this and that. But, you know, but even with that, like, you're not supposed to be having sex without being married either.
So,
like,
right.
So you got to pick and choose. Like, you want me to honor the fact that you have Ramadan, which, I mean, I'm going to hold it down for you for 30 days. I'm going to keep it. I remember the guy, he told me, he said, just make sure you cover up. I'm like, it's summertime though. Like, I'm not Muslim, but you know, say it's 100 degrees outside. I'm wearing shorts and a tank top, but you know, they want you to respect what they're doing. But a lot of that is just so that they can do what they want to do and mm-hmm. be, and it's not just Muslim. It's people across the board. Yeah. People have just personal beliefs. Like in my family, we didn't put up a Christmas tree. Well, you know what?
Well, you're going to put one up today.
I put them up in mine and some gotta give. Like, I'm sorry. That's what we do. And we're not gonna use that as an excuse for you not to do anything in the holiday season because you don't want to spend no money. But if I bought you something, you're gonna take it. Like, that's just how it goes. So,
and one of the things that she said in the video that was really, really telling, she gave the story about being at her grandmother's house. And I hope everybody can appreciate whoever had plastic on the couches.
I was talking about that last night. Plastic on the couches.
Hello. And she was just like, her grandmother would just be like, you can't be in here playing. You can't eat in here. Da, da, da. I'm like, and she said, and now she has kids. She's like, I get it. But she didn't think my grandmother's just trying to be mean. This, you know, this is my grandmother's rule. I'm just going to follow it. And I'm going to follow it because I want to be in relationship with her. Mm-hmm. So what is stopping all of these people from whatever the thing is? If your partner sets a boundary, vice versa, I celebrate, I don't celebrate, whatever the thing is. But if you're trying to be in relationship, communication and love with this person, you're going to need to evaluate a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And you might need to take the bass out your damn voice.
Mm-hmm. Listen. All back. Okay. And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yes. Okay. Where the money reside? Where the money reside?
Oh gosh!
Shoot.
Oh,
where the healing resides? Where the healing resides? Listen, how about that?
You you know what, Fran? You mentioned, what's the other girl? The other woman you mentioned, April Mason. You mentioned
get
her
that
as well.
Energy, take the bass out your voice, ladies. I got a lot of bass.
Like April Mason. I mean, you mentioned her when we were talking about self care with Black women and how you were talking about your skincare. We were like, girl, if you don't get on a regimen, and you was like,
hot mess. Right. Oh my God.
But the femininity aspect of things and the womanhood stuff is important. That's a sidebar for another conversation, but that was another person for the ladies to look at too when it comes to all this. But yeah, with these holidays, I mean, my dad, I'm going to go back to Valentine's Day real quick. My father always was really, he always made sure I got gifts for Valentine's Day. And he used to be like, I had a nickname and he always, it was Honey Cake, by the way. So he called
Honey cake.
Cake. He didn't know back then. Riri was coming. He didn't know. It was the white pants.
But he was like, Honey Cake, you my Valentine. And he would always give me something every year, you know. But I mean, my father was dope. He was always very present. He died some years ago, but like he was always there. So like, it's funny because even with this year, it shows how that's passed down and people to you, my brother. So like my brother's kids, my brother made sure that his kids gave me and my mother a Valentine's Day gift, you know, cause it's like, you know, with the men, they're like, you know, it's not just about that person you're in love with. It's about everybody. So you know, I'm sure you guys received something. I don't know what Jediah did. Cause I know you'd be over about to smack him, Rita, but girl. But usually the son.
But he's usually good. He usually makes me a card, or in school they'll make like some sort of craft or whatever. But okay. He's usually pretty good with at least acknowledging.
My offspring is clearly trash. But I've already read to you his thoughts. So it's like, I did have and you guys have seen all his pictures and stuff. He's so affectionate toward me. Mm-hmm. So he's not making a card. He's not doing any of that.
He will give you a hug though.
If I even look like I'm not doing well, I could tell his energy. He's in a tizzy. He's like, Mom, are you okay? So even having that conversation with him, that when you're showing love, care, thoughtfulness, I'm like, it could be that you make them breakfast, that, mm-hmm. okay, they're off for the day. They don't have to do anything. You do everything for that person. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're not always going to live six blocks from your grandfather.
Yeah.
You have to figure out ways mm-hmm. that you can show love and affection mm-hmm. and it doesn't cost a lot of money. I told him what I spent on the things that I purchased and the story behind them, even the cards. I was like, you can get a card. You can find a card that says everything you wanted mm-hmm. to say. Mm-hmm. I said, but you should always write your own note in there because the card is from you,
you.
And the recipient mm-hmm. wants to know what you have to say. Mm-hmm. I prefer to get cards that are fully blank. And when inspiration divines nice. Upon me, I write my own thing because I actually hate cards and usually throw them out. If you just put two Fran loves, I will throw it out unless mm-hmm. the words in that card, I was like, oh, I know where that came from. Mm-hmm. It's going in the garbage. Mm-hmm. So don't even send it to me. But some people are like, oh my God, I love cards. I was like, why? They're manufactured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I love a handwritten thank you note. Oh,
see, love. I like them too.
That's really, yeah. People don't do that much anymore, but I love it. I only get it from older people. And then this one guy, I went to his party and he had a party in Harlem and then he mailed out handwritten thank you notes to all the guests. And I was like, this is a dude doing this. But I realized, I said, oh, he was from like Alabama girl. I was like, oh, his mom and them was like, you had a party on Friday night. You better write to people. And
so I have horrible handwriting, which is why I don't like to do. So I am that person who will spend hours in a card store. And if I don't Aww. See what I want in the one card, I will go to another store and I will find the card that says exactly what I want. My handwriting is horrible. I should have been a doctor. But if I give you a card, like whatever words you see in there, like it's a reflection of exactly what I want to say. So Fran, don't throw my cards out if you don't see the handwritten question.
Yeah, I don't expect you to like write a book or something.
But my handwriting, it really is trash.com.
But that's why you get those cards from the old ladies because it came from, like, we all learn how to write in cursive. Do they even have cursive in school anymore?
No,
but, like,
not anymore. No, I just brought him a handwriting book. I just bought him a handwriting book.
Yeah, but like the older people can like their penmanship is beautiful. It's cursive.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful. And I don't understand what happened to ours because we learned how to write in cursive. But then after that, it was just like...
It was kind of non... Yeah, but it's funny though. My cursive is coming back because like I still practice it sometimes. I don't want to lose that like archaic skill.
Yeah.
But I actually can write decent in cursive more clearer than I can in like print. So I don't know why that is. But
I can just sign my name pretty much. And then even that, I'll be like, oh yeah, they get that E. Like, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, we have got to get this together. I think I wish that's a good service. We need to offer adult cursive
adult handwriting courses.
I think because I journal a lot, you know, I'll be on my friend Yanla, fix your own damn life. so I think because of that, my handwriting has improved.
That could be that too, because I have been journaling myself. And I think this one happened. I think this one happened. All right, ladies. Well, I think that we got through a good amount of topics today. We dissected, I think, in depth, the Gorilla Girl glue situation. I keep saying Gorilla Girl, but the Gorilla Glue
Gorilla
Girl.
Glue Girl.
Yeah, that was too much for me.
Don't be calling her Gorilla Girl now. That's a, if you were white now, it'd be a listen. Whole...
Well,
wow.
I'm wow. That is true.
Like, you know,
Gorilla Girl.
Like coolest monkey. That's what we're doing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the Gorilla Glue Girl. We talked about, we went on some tangents, but we were able to shout out a couple of Black businesses and it was Black History
Month. Wait, hold on. I could pull it back up. The first one, because I got to
She was taking notes. Give us the recap. Give us the recap, Fran.
Yes. So shout out to the black businesses. I got to start with the one that I just did. Okay. So the therapist, Nidra Glover Tawab, TAWWAB. And it's a wonderful, wonderful video. She's on Instagram. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
April.
Nidra,
Nidra Tawab. That's who she is on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then we mentioned the Harlem Skin and Laser for all of your laser treatments. And then we also talked about Van Leeuwen.
I don't know if they're black owned though.
Ooh, but I don't know. But
it's good for the black system because we're not doing theirs.
Yes, yes.
Black health matters.
Black health matters. Black digestive tracts matters.
Black health matters. So Van Leeuwen ice cream and, you know, whatever coconut ice cream that Kentucky
was talking about.
It may be the same one for all of us.
Coconut milk, yeah. Right? Yeah. Coconut ice cream. April Mason, she is a life coach, feminine teachings. I actually love listening to her. She cracks me up. I do learn a lot. And I think that was it for the businesses and where people can get helpful information. Yes. We talked about YAG lasers.
Yes.
Versus, so, you know, that's how we got into that. And we let everyone know that we're judging them.
Yes, right. We did say right? that. We did say
we
that.
We know that reading is fundamental. Get your comprehension on.
Yeah, right. So that you don't have a Gorilla Glue situation on your hands.
Don't have that.
Right. Well, it should be intuitive. If you can't use it in your eyes, I don't know why you'd use it in your hair. Mm. I mean, even shampoo burns. Hi. Okay. Right.
It does.
It does. Right. Yes. So I'm just saying. You ever get some of like conditioner in your mouth?
Yeah, no. It's a life. It's a life and death situation.
Holding on your lips.
Yeah.
I mean, shampoo in your eye, you think you're about to die. You're like, I don't have an eye anymore. I don't have an eye.
It's over.
It's gone.
It's like over.
Some conditioner stuff be having like a film. I feel like it's in my mouth.
Mouth for a while. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's gross. Yeah.
That's why we got to go to those,
just now.
Those natural products. We got to get to those natural products. That's why I'm trying to like move forward to, you know, some of these more natural like shampoos and hair masks and stuff. Not to say that I'm going to let them, so, you know, fly up in my eye, but, you know, just trying to get to a place that's better.
Right.
I'll be trying, but some of the natural stuff, I'd be like, I just wish it had whatever that thing is that makes it probably not. Mm-hmm. That makes your hair
foam a little bit. Yeah.
Right, just something. I'd be like, oh, I just need that. There was this hairstylist in Brooklyn and she was like she was all over in Essence magazine and everything. It was like the number one black natural hairstylist in, you know, the country. And I went to her one day because I was trying to get my locks steamed and all this fancy stuff. And she said, girl, I've grown locks to my waist 3 times. And I said, how? And when she showed me what she used, I was like, that's not natural. She said, girl, don't tell people that though. And but it worked. It was a composition of something that made so much sense. And it wasn't like it was toxic for the hair. It just, people want to use this, everything that's 100% natural. Mm-hmm. But in reality, I mean, black folks figured out a ways to create medicines because, you know, eating them herbs out the bush, just, you know, you got to figure out a way to chemically combine them herbs to make it into a medication. So, you know, we do have to also give credence to like the fact that there are products that may not be 100% natural. We don't need Gorilla Glue.
We don't need Gorilla Glue.
But, you know, we got to hook it up and keep everything
intact. We don't need Gorilla Glue.
Like my skincare products, I've tried natural skincare products and I just be like, I need to.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
Right. I get my drunk elephant and be sad when I pay the bill, but I ain't got no blackheads though.
Take care of your teeth
and your teeth.
Right? We gotta take care of our teeth.
You only get one set, you know.
But with modern medicine, we can pay for another set now.
Well, figure it out.
We can pay for another set.
Right.
You gotta get the veneers, or you can get them implants.
Them implants.
For Valentine's Day, you cannot pay for an extra set of teeth, so it's priorities. So gift her.
But unless he got that money, though, if he had the money, if he got the guap, then he could do both.
What are men that have the guap? What did Russell Wilson do for Sierra today? See, we be doing the most and they be doing nothing.
They be doing nothing. But he also like bought all her masters. Like he did things that matter. Like she owns her masters. They own a team together. Like they're making real money moves. So
the priority. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't need the Airbnb filled with balloons and stuff if you're going to buy me my masters.
Oh, they did a photo shoot.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, and sometimes that's all you need, just memories.
And it looks like, is this her own product line or something?
So photo shoot for her
it looks product. It looks, yeah, it looks like it's something that's self-promoting.
There you go. For the business.
For the business.
For money.
See? Don't be doing it for the gram.
And it looks like it's in their house. It looks like it's in their house too. Like,
and these people got money, right? And they not balling so hard out of control.
And they use it wisely because it's about what really means something to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't manifest a flat stomach. What else have we learned today?
Effect Fitness.
Oh,
out of Atlanta.
And that's because I followed them already.
Out of ATL. Yeah.
Yeah. Effect Fitness. That's, I'm like, I knew we were missing another black owned business. Effect Fitness. Listen, every time they pop up in my timeline, I'm going to go.
You want
to
go do something, right?
I want to go jump up and, you
trap
know, try
music
to,
is life. Trap music.
Trap is life. I am a trap queen.
Definitely.
I am a trap queen.
Especially when you're working out, you got to be motivated. You got to hear some B's and H's and MF's to be I'm going to get this. Yeah.
Some serious headbangs. Yeah.
I listen to baby making music when I work out.
Oh, you're interesting.
So, well, how slow are your squats then?
Yeah, serious. No, because she probably doing them intense squats though.
Right, you be just down and
she's doing them intense squats, like making sure she's hitting all the muscles.
If you ever saw me on an elliptical, you'd be like, I would be one of those girls that they meme in those videos. You know, the guy who's like working out with the Hennessy bottle, and he goes, I would be one of those people who was in the video. He was
you
like,
mad sexy with it? You be looking all sexy?
I'd be in a and then I start singing the songs. So, oh yeah. That's the one thing I'm always trying to build, like a vocal stamina in the field. Are you really out of breath? You not know you could do, you could.
I don't know
going.
If we could so work I'll out together.
On some Deborah Cox, how did you get here?
We couldn't work out together.
No.
Because I'm working out to wipe me down. I'm working out to Lil Boozy.
I'm working out to dunk, daga, dunk, dunk, daga, dunk, dunk.
You know what
dunk.
I mean?
If the mother, because I'm down for my, like,
that's
I'm
what I'm
fighting.
Working out.
I'm working out to nook if you buck.
Yeah. No scrappy. No scrappy.
I'm writing a paper when I was in college, like, ready to die. That album, once track three, give me the loot. Mother, right, my pocket's looking kind of tight. And I'm stressed. Yo, Piggy, let me get the vest. No need for that. Just grab the gat. The first pocket's the fat. Yo, the tech is to his back. I mean, like,
and
I
yet,
will write
you
a
work
five
out,
page paper.
And then you work out to Deborah Combs.
Like, it makes
where
no
you
sense.
Would need the real concentration, the real slowdown.
Well, you know, my goal might be something. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. Well, yes. Happy Valentine's Day. We learned a lot today. Thank you, ladies. Miss Washington. Welcome. Miss, what is it? What did your daddy call you again?
Honey cake.
Miss Honey Cakes.
I'm sorry.
It's Kentucky Honey Cakes, Washington. Francois Neptune. Well,
You honey cakes to dad and you hot cakes to me. That's
well, thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for joining and really having a great conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. You, definitely going to have you guys back again as, you know, as it looks like the Kentucky's already been on here for the year, at least three times for the year.
Yes,
right?
For real.
So, you know, there's definitely plenty of room. For more guest appearances.
Awesome.
Anytime
you need the shenanigans call.
This is the shenanigans. This was the ultimate shenanigans episode.
Yeah.
Anytime. Kentucky is the professor. Professor Black. Professor Black on here.
I don't want to do it.
Oh,
like,
man.
No, I'm going to be light-skinned and fragile.
Oh, boy. She's her light-skinned fragility.
Yep, light skin fragility. Oh my god, that is so good. Light skin fragility. I was bathed in milk. Don't ask me to do nothing strenuous. I'm not built for that life. She who writes papers to Biggie, but you know,
yes,
I'm not built for that life.
Your audience is going to clown Fran. Thank God. You'll be like, who is this light skin chick?
Oh my gosh!
Don't follow me. I'm not going to accept your follow requests. The African healers are already too much. I can't.
Don't troll her, she'll troll you.
Yes. It's like a job in my, you know, trolling corporation though. Jessica is actually the DM you should send.
Oh gosh. All right. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for tuning to another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio, powered by Black Ivy Media. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
You were listening to According to RP on WJMS Radio.
About time you tuned in.
Tune in each and every Sunday. Can't wait to come back.